The book does not tell anyone what to think about the homeless people. They speak for themselves. There are many spokespersons for the homeless, but you rarely do have a chance to hear what they have to say. It becomes clear when people read their stories in the book that they are very thoughtful people, and they are very much like you or I, in that they really have the same needs, they have the same hopes, and they have the same desires. It's just that they have had a lot of things go wrong in their lives. All different things, too. There are many, many different reasons people become homeless. There is not one reason, and it is difficult when it is referred to as the problem, because it is a very complex problem. It is not just a single problem to be solved. And one can certainly refute the often expressed view that there is an element of choice in being homeless, because it is very difficult to be a homeless person living in the tunnel. They have done a remarkable job at making a life for themselves, at making a home for themselves in the tunnel. Once you realize the alternatives available, the tunnel is not such an irrational choice, because you can make a home there. It is dark. You have to walk for blocks and blocks underground and blocks above ground to get any water. You have to find wood to create a fire so that you can boil some water and cook your meals. Everything takes enormous amounts of time, because you have to find everything. But on the other hand, you can create some semblance of home. It may be an illusion of home, but all our homes are but illusions, really. And they could all disappear at any moment. And it is really not so much different.